Now, the main thing, it seems to me, is that we try, and this is very, very difficult, that we try to maintain, as we do these things, the spirit of our Lord and Master, a spirit of love, and the word that has grown quite popular now all over the United States, nonviolence, which does not mean just a lack of violence, because a lack of violence could be cowardly. Some man could come up here and could slap me. And if I should say, "Oh, I'm not going to hit you, please don't hit me anymore," and I'd cry and I'd lick his boots and all these things, that's not nonviolence. That's a lack of violence on my part. But nonviolence is something entirely different. Nonviolence is this willingness to pay the price of an action, of telling the truth, of standing up straight, of quitting ourselves like men, and carrying on a dignified, decent, moral campaign for reform, for the maintenance of personal liberties, or for the gaining of human rights.